Welcome to 9-5 Mac Daily for Monday, July 29th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9-5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Jamf. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a pair of new reports this week covering the 2020 iPhone lineup. In June, Kuo said that Apple would launch three new iPhones in 2020, two of which would feature 5G connectivity. In a follow-up to that report this weekend, however, Kuo now says that all three new iPhones introduced in 2020 will support 5G cellular data. In the report, Kuo said that the Intel modem business acquisition means that Apple now has more resources to support 5G on more models of the iPhone sooner. Kuo also said that Apple likely sees 5G as a required feature, with the expectation that Android devices priced as low as $350 could support 5G by the second half of 2020. Kuo believes that the 5G iPhone models will support millimeter wave and sub-6 GHz bands. This would allow the iPhone to interoperate well with the 5G cell towers installed across the United States. However, as for the China market, Apple is also apparently developing an iPhone model that would only support the sub-6 GHz spectrum. This would allow Apple to release 5G iPhone models at a lower price in China, but with the same overall form factor and other features. Kuo clarifies, however, that Apple's priority is on the universal model, and whether or not it will be able to get the sub-6 GHz only iPhone project ready in time is not yet clear. In a separate report today, Kuo reiterates that Apple will adopt time-of-flight sensors with the 2020 iPhones. According to Kuo, two of the three new iPhones introduced in 2020 will feature time-of-flight sensors. This would seemingly imply that the lower-end iPhone, likely the follow-up to the iPhone 11R, would not adopt the sensing technology just yet. Time-of-flight sensing is similar to the infrared TrueDepth camera system found on iPhones today that enables Face ID. Adding such a 3D sensing system to the back camera would enable higher fidelity 3D photo captures. Time-of-flight sensors could also improve photo quality from the iPhone camera, but primarily will focus on improving augmented reality functionality. As a refresher, Apple is expected to introduce an all-new iPhone lineup in 2020, with 6.7-inch, 5.4-inch, and 6.1-inch screen sizes, all three of which are expected to feature OLED displays. Today's episode of 9-5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Jamf. This month on 9-5 Mac, we just launched a new series called Apple at Work, brought to you by our friends at Jamf. Apple at Work explores device management, IT security, Apple products in a mixed device environment, and more. That's why Jamf is a perfect fit for the new series. Trying to configure devices without a mobile device management solution can take a surprising amount of time and effort. With Jamf, you can check your digital inventory, distribute Wi-Fi and email settings, deploy, and more from anywhere. Jamf helps you manage your devices so you can focus on your business or school instead. Go to jamf.com/9to5mac to learn more and check out the Apple at Work series in the show notes below. Ahead of its fall release, details about the 16-inch MacBook Pro continue to emerge. A supply chain report today says that the 16-inch MacBook Pro will feature smaller bezels, which would allow Apple to accommodate the 16-inch display in the same body size as the current 15-inch MacBook Pro. This would suggest that Apple has been able to shrink the bezel size of the 15-inch MacBook Pro to the point that it can fit a 16-inch display in the same footprint. The supply chain report also says that other than the larger display, we shouldn't expect the 16-inch MacBook Pro to stray too far from the current MacBook Pro design. Manufacturing partners of Apple's are reportedly being told not to expect major supply changes with the 16-inch MacBook Pro. As far as availability for the new MacBook Pro, several reports have suggested that Apple will launch the 16-inch model during the fall of 2019. Today's report suggests a September release, but other reports have suggested an October release. Apple will almost certainly hold a press event in September, but that event is likely to focus on the iPhone 11 lineup, as well as the Apple Watch and Apple's new services like Apple TV Plus and Apple Arcade. There's plenty of precedent for Apple to hold an October event focused solely on the Mac and the iPad. For 2019, Apple is believed to have several new iPad models in the works, and an October event could include those iPad announcements alongside the 16-inch MacBook Pro. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include my look at two of the best battery case options for the iPhone XS, iPhone XS Max, and iPhone XR. Bradley Chambers also questioned whether it's time for Apple to rethink how activity rings work on the Apple Watch. Lastly, if you're wondering about the lack of Apple Watch Series 5 rumors, Zach Hall has an interesting look at whether the Apple Watch even needs a Series 5 upgrade in 2019. Read those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9-5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Jamf for sponsoring today's episode. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to check back tomorrow for a new episode of 9-5 Mac Daily.